A beautiful mistress. Relentless, ruthless, unforgiving. A lover you can never have or own. A lover who will take everything from you. Your heart, your thoughts, your mind, and your soul. When it's all over and you leave her, she will stay with you, tormenting you with the memories of what you can never have again, no matter how you try to forget and replace. For the rest of your life, you will want her, remember her, compare her, weep for her, but never regret her. The glimpse of something on television, the haunting cry of a fish eagle, the sound of Africans singing in perfect harmony, with no music other than their own clear voices. The earth, shaking, thundering of the gumboot dance, the reverberating beat of Zulu drums, will bring you to your knees with longing for the love and place you have left. The sound of her, the scent of her, the one thing you want more than anything in your life to have again. You gave her everything, wanting to possess her. She promised you nothing, gave you nothing, only her breathtaking beauty. When you left, she had already forgotten you, for you were just one of many dazzled by her. She broke your heart with her beauty, and with her pain, she is unforgettable. She is called Africa. One of the most difficult things to do these days is to talk with authority on anything to do with African culture. Somehow, Africans are not expected to have any deep understanding of their own culture or even of themselves. Other people have become authorities on all aspects of African life, or to be more accurate, on Bantu life. Thus, we have the thickest of volumes on some of the strangest subjects, even the feeding habits of the urban Africans, a publication by a fairly liberal group, Institute of Race Relations. In my opinion, it is not necessary to talk with Africans about African culture. However, in the light of the above statements, one realizes that there is so much confusion sown, not only amongst casual non-African readers, but even amongst Africans themselves, that perhaps a sincere attempt should be made at emphasizing the authentic cultural aspects of the African people by Africans themselves. Since that unfortunate date, 1652, we have been experiencing a process of acculturation. It is perhaps presumptuous to call it acculturation because this term implies a fusion of different cultures. In our case, this fusion has been extremely one-sided. The two major cultures that met and fused were the African culture and the Anglo-Boer culture. Whereas the African culture was unsophisticated and simple, the Anglo-Boer culture had all the trappings of a colonialist culture and therefore was heavily equipped for conquest. Where they could, they conquered by persuasion, using a highly exclusive religion that denounced all other gods and demanded a strict code of behavior with respect to clothing, education, ritual, and custom.